a Monday morning visit with Coach Joe Haynes of the Waynesville Football Tigers after the Tigers lost a tough one to Glendale 61-26 to end their season. But don't let that score fool you. The game was a lot closer. Coach, your kids played a heck of a first half, even a pretty good fourth quarter, but that third quarter really got away from you.
Yeah, you know, you're down 20-7 or 20-6, and next thing you know, it's 20-14 going into halftime. We get the ball, and all the flow, all the momentum, all the, I mean, everything was going our way, and then they literally snatched it right out from underneath us on that next kickoff and scored, and then it was just kind of seems like it'd be a snowball effect there, and then we kind of stopped the avalanche, but by the time we stopped it, we had a few more bodies injured and too many points down to make it count. And it became pretty difficult, but, you know, still a lot of fight. And, you know, I think if you look at the fourth quarter, I think we might have won the fourth quarter for all I know. But, yeah, you're right. Third quarter took us out of the game.
We always say that the first possession of the third quarter can dictate the rest of the game, especially in a close one. That was certainly the case, again, with fumble recovery on the kickoff, and then the pick six, and then the fumble that they took into the end zone. Those were crucial turnovers. Your Tigers just could not afford, especially with Bradford and Richardson on the sidelines. Your thunder and lightning, that is your running game. What happened to your kids?
Well, you know, Evander ended up suffering a separated shoulder there, and he had that injury a year ago, and go figure, it happens again this season. Eric just took a helmet to the side of the knee right there after halftime. I want to say it was like a sprained knee, but it was to the point where he couldn't cut and jump, and so, you know, our trainer worked with him as much as possible. So we were down to our third string, fourth strings, and across in those areas, and then Eric and Evander Bowles, they played, I guess you could say, multiple positions in different formations. So trying to find those other bodies, getting those other kids activated, so to speak, was difficult at times. And you kind of roll with the punches there, and we just try to make the best of it. And, you know, there was a point there in the fourth quarter when it was truly away and the game was just out of hand. I remember calling a timeout and just got the entire offense around me. It was about 5 minutes left, and I told him, hey, the scoreboard doesn't matter at this point. You've got 5 minutes and some change to play with your brothers, to play with your friends, and to go and just go all out and just play as hard as you can and try to have some fun here. You know, you can dwell on the scoreboard, or you can just go make the best of this next 5 minutes on this clock. And, you know, go figure, we went right down the field and scored a touchdown. So, I mean, we ended it on a positive note. You know, all the circumstances and the odds stacked up against us, it feels like that's just the epitome of what our season felt like. So, but we ended it fighting, and that I can't be more proud of.
You know, and I like that last drive. You used a little button hook pass, a slant pattern that David hit a couple of his receivers. Tauasi, as little as he is, there's no giving up with his legs. And again, you're right. You went down and put 6 points on the board with, what, just about 20 seconds left on the clock to end your season, at least with the touchdown. And it has been a tough season. Again, you were a young team coming in.
Yeah, and that's one of the things when I was talking with our defense coordinator, Mike Klutz, and I said, hey, man, you know, it's been a great year. And he said, hey, we got a lot of great pieces in place right now. And he's right, and you're right, just the same. You know, we started the season with a lot of sophomores and juniors that never touched the field. I mean, there's three kids that had ever gotten any true Friday night time that were on the field when we started the regular season. And we ended it with about, you know, four or five freshmen that were also playing on Friday night, including the last two games. We started a couple, two or three freshmen. So we definitely have some kids who got a lot of Friday night experience. We should be, pretty well rounded when it comes to that coming back next season. Of course, with the Waynesville thing of who moves, who stays, that's still up in the air. But if we get everybody back, we should have a very, very solid unit, both sides of the ball, coming into the 22 season.
Still some postseason awards coming up, and we'll talk to you later about that. Coach, thanks for the visit this morning, and thanks for all your help this season.
I appreciate it, Marv. Go Tigers.